This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The New York Attorney General's office is cracking down on racial profiling in department stores. This morning, a $650,000 settlement is expected with Macy's. The deal comes about a week after a similar agreement with the fancy Barney's chain, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
If you're a person of color, shopping at Macy's in New York may be risky. For the second time since 2005, Macy's has reached a settlement with the New York Attorney General's office over racial profiling practices. The AG's investigation has found African-American and Hispanic shoppers were detained at a significantly higher rate than whites. Retail researcher Paula Rosenblum says racial profiling in the industry is frequently an afterthought.
They mostly advise their store associates to watch out for people who look suspicious.
Milton Pedraza with the Luxury Institute says retailers have every incentive to train frontline and security staff so every customer feels welcome.
Even if you didn't have moral clarity on the issue, at least you should have economic clarity on the issue.
Pedraza says stealing a shirt is insignificant compared to the additional sales that come from building a reputation as a kind and generous merchant. For its part, Macy's has agreed to make several changes, including an effort to improve its anti-shoplifting practices. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.